Excited. I guess nobody, huh? Who's gonna help me? Why don't y'all just start by giving everybody a hug? That'll make me feel better. Is that all right? I know that at least everybody's thinking. Bill, that's a... What language do you speak this morning, my friend? Huh? You're not sick anymore, amen? Come on and give the people some love. Brother Jesse, please. Crystal, can you open that door for me? Come on, everybody, it's time to start. Praise the Lord your God with all your heart. Every tongue and every race. Everybody. Every tongue, every race. All of God's children. 234. Come on, everybody. It's time to start. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord your God with all your heart. Every tongue. Every tongue, every race, all of God's children take this release. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Everybody. Everybody. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Everybody, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, everybody, praise the Lord, that's very good. Praise the Lord your God with all your heart. Every tongue and every race. All of God's children take your way. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Everybody. Praise the Lord. Lift up your hand. Lift up your hands to the sky. Every voice testify. Tell of his goodness. Tell of his goodness and his grace. All God's children. All of God's children take. Praise the Lord. Money.
want you to give the Lord a shout of praise this morning. Amen. Come on, give the Lord a shout of praise.
Every knee shall bow, every tongue confess, Jesus Christ is Lord forever. Every knee shall bow, every tongue confess, Jesus Christ is Lord forever.
Every knee shall bow,
every knee shall bow, every tongue confess, Jesus Christ is Lord forever. He's the Prince of Peace. He's the Prince of Peace. He's the great I am. He's the great I am. Jesus Christ is Lord forever.
He's the Prince of Peace.
He's the Prince of Peace. He's the great I am. Jesus Christ is Lord forever.
Every knee shall bow.
Every knee shall bow.
It can't stop.
Every tongue shall bow. Jesus Christ is Lord forever.
Every knee shall bow.
Every knee shall bow, every tongue confess, Jesus Christ is Lord forever.
Can't stop, I can't stop, praise His name, I just can't stop, praise His name, I just can't stop, praise His name, Jesus. I can't stop, praise His name, I just can't stop, praise His name.
Every tongue confess, Jesus Christ is Lord forever. Every knee shall bow, every tongue confess, Jesus Christ is Lord forever.
I will praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let's just worship Him in spirit and in truth this morning.
upon the mountain and magnify his name, to tell all the people, every nation that he reigns. Zion is calling us to a higher place of praise. Let's sing that. Zion is calling us to a higher place of praise, to stand upon the mountain and magnify his name, to tell all the people, every nation that he reigns. Zion is calling us to a higher place of praise. That again. Zion is calling us to a higher place of praise, to stand upon the mountain and magnify his name, to tell all the people, every nation that
find yourself a prayer partner this morning. Is that all right? Just find yourself somebody you can agree with this morning. Let them know you love them. Richard, there's a prayer partner right behind you. Praise the Lord. Let's get ready for our service of giving as y'all play really nicely. Amen. Somebody say, thank the Lord. Hallelujah. Isn't it a good thing to be able to give this morning? Hallelujah. If you need an offering envelope this morning, somebody say, this is the way to blessing, isn't it? Amen. Why don't y'all come up a little bit closer to us if you can? Amen. You who needs this offering envelope, amen. Chris, you got to let up off that pedal every now and then. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hold that seat up high in the air for us. Amen. Why don't you stand up with that this morning? Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, did I pat you? You want to raise your hand? Amen. Right now, somebody say it's a good thing to give. Amen. How many of you blessed that you're able to give and you realize that? Father God, we pray that you would bless this seed this morning. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, return it back to him 100-fold. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Why don't you come on up and sow that and everything will be all right. Amen. Somebody say praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Isn't God a good God? Amen. Thank you, Sister Crystal. Amen. We got some. Amen. Maybe I put this better there. It sounds like I'm in a tunnel someplace. Amen. All right. How many believe that the Word of God is supernatural? Well, if you don't believe it, it's so anyhow. Amen? And how many of you really believe in the supernatural? How many of you believe that there is a God? Amen. Amen. The Bible says, listen, God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him how?
In spirit
and truth. So if you're going to live for God, how are you going to live for God? In spirit and also what?
In truth.
And a lot of people want to live in the spirit, but you're not going to be able to live in the spirit until you have a little bit of truth. Right? Truth allows us to enter into the realm of the Spirit. And there's a realm of the Spirit. There's a realm of the anointing of God. There are some supernatural things that can happen in your life. There are supernatural things that can happen in my life because there is a God that does supernatural things. But it takes the truth of God, amen, to get us over to the realm of the supernatural where we start to get that help that we need. Somebody say amen. One of the things that we're getting out of here, like I was sitting up there watching, we're going to be teaching some faith. It's coming up. We're going to be teaching supernatural faith. You know, we've gotten off that level, off of that teaching a little bit more, but the Lord's been dealing with me in the realm of faith. You know, we're going to pull some stuff in and really hit a faith series, but before we get there, there's some other things that we need to get. I want this church to realize we got one visitor. Somebody say, girl, hang on, it's all right. Tell her, amen. Glad to have you, amen. You just hang with this, you'll be blessed. But it's a good thing for people to be educated in the ways of God. Everybody put that in your notes. If you're not taking notes this morning, you need to go and get that CD. Why do I have to take notes in church? Amen. It's a good reason that you should take notes in church. They'll bring you out when you need to be brought out. Amen. Because how are you going to be able to discern the debar of God unless you study? And you can find the debar of God. Say, hey, wait a minute. He said that 3 weeks ago. He said that 4 weeks. He's been saying that a lot. Or she's been saying that a lot. Or God's been saying that a lot. I guess they're trying to get something over to me. Amen. So get some notes. If you need some paper, I can give you some paper or something like that. And write these things down because it'll bless you. But before we can get on to faith, somebody say faith. Faith comes. This is a message, amen, that came from the Lord. And it was a late one this morning. And we're going to get on while we get these late messages. Amen. Faith comes by what?
Hearing.
How does faith come?
Hearing.
And hearing by the what?
Word of God.
And how does the Word of God come? It's preached to us, right?
Amen.
So faith actually starts in the area of obedience. How many of you want to have great faith to go out there and speak some things into existence and see those things manifest? How many of you want to have that kind of faith? That kind of faith that you see the house that you believe you can have. And you know, there's some material things. People don't like to let you know this, but it's still true. And we're going to teach it to you. You can go out there and name stuff. And you can claim stuff. You can blab stuff. And you can grab stuff. I'm one of those people that believes in it. Amen. It works. There are a lot of people out there saying it's a bunch of nonsense. But I tell you what, it works. Glory to God. Hallelujah. What you're sitting in faith. Faith is real and faith works, and there's a way that faith happens, and God wants to give you people some stuff in the Bible. Listen, we got some prophetic words. How many believe the prophetic word of God? And one of those prophetic words of God that was going out to you says this, that God can do much more than this. Amen. That something good's about to happen to you. You just need to let it happen to you. But if God's trying to do something for you, there's a word out there for you. You're going to have some faith to grab a hold of it, aren't you?
Amen.
How many of you want some more faith?
Yeah.
See, you know, there was one person that needed to get a miracle from God that said, do you believe that I'm able to do this? He said, Lord, help my unbelief.
Amen.
How many of you got some stuff you want to grab a hold of? You're just not able to get your hands on it yet. Amen. You believe he's able to do it, but it's just not happening yet. Well, we're going to need to do some things. What? We're going to have God to help our unbelief. And how can we allow the Lord to help unbelief? What can we do? We can do what? We can increase our what? Faith. So write that at the top of your thing. The premise behind this entire message is to increase our faith. We need to get out of the realm of just the natural way of thinking about things and get into the way that God does stuff. Amen. If we were going to get in the way that people did stuff, we charge tickets at the door, amen. We'd be selling potluck dinners. We'd be doing those other things, but we want to get over to the realm of faith, amen. Some of the things that you need from God, amen, it's going to take you to go back to school for 12 years to get those things. It's going to take you to work all kind of stuff and do a bunch of stuff, but you know what? Faith will get you someplace a lot quicker if you learn to hear God and learn to operate in the realm of faith. So we're going to learn about that this morning. This morning, you almost had one message this morning. I was sitting up here. Usually, we hear the heart of God, and it's not that we're not quiet. We're busy about the work of the Lord. Amen. We're busy about the work of the Lord, and to hear the word of God is where faith comes. And you're not going to be able to do anything without faith. You got to learn if you could just draw yourself out a little map or something or a little diagram on your paper to find out how faith comes. Amen. Faith, listen, to receive, you need to have faith, right? And to have faith, you need to have the preach word, right? Amen. And to have the preach word, you're going to need to have somebody that's hearing the heart of God that's making it a little bit easier for you to receive. So we're going to get on that issue this morning. This morning, if you had come in here about an hour or so ago, you wouldn't have got a message. Because I don't believe in just talking stuff off the top of my head and cracking jokes. If I'm not going to hear God, I'm not going to say anything at all. And if we get in here and there's no message at all, guess what? That's the word of God. And about an hour and a half ago, you know, I'd just sit up and say, God, you hadn't said anything, so I guess the message this morning would be, there is no word. How many would like to have that? How many think that would be good? You know, some of us are probably used to it, you know, because we used to hear people talk off the top of their head, amen. But I believe there's a God. And we don't need to settle for people, things that people just pull off the top of their head, things they read out of a book, something they got out of a classroom someplace. We want to have the word that comes from the mouth of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
And stand it, and you need to meet that word with that kind of faith.
Amen.
That person had been with God. Amen. And I can put this thing to work. But I was up there in my office, getting ready to get some things going. And I heard this word. Somebody say, praise the Lord. It is not good. Everybody say that. Say it again. It is not good. How many of you like to have a word like that this morning? I said, Holy Ghost, what are you talking about? It is not good. How many of you know there's some good things out there? And there are certain things out there that aren't so good. How many want the best of God? See, God is out there to help us and to make things better. And every once in a while, you need the Holy Ghost to come through and bring what? Correction to make things better. If you bring a decorator in your house looking all shabby, they're going to look at those curtains. They're going to say, man, they don't look too good, do they? You're going to go to a doctor. They're going to take an x-ray of you. Are they looking at your x-ray report to find out what's right about you? No, that's not good. How many of you going to just go get your hair, you know, go to the doctor just to find out what's going on all right with you? Wouldn't that be a mess? Go pay about a couple $1,000 to find them to tell you, oh, everything's great. No, when you get an x-ray, they're trying to find a what? A problem. When they're taking diagnostic tests, when you got something going on, you know something's wrong. You want them to find out and put their finger on. What do you want them to put their finger on? The issue. And the Holy Ghost, when you want to get things better in your life, you want him to be that great physician that he is. He needs to come in your life and you need to be open and bold about God enough to say, God, put your finger on the what? The problem. And then when God put his finger on the problem, he said, listen, it is not good. That means it could be better. Everybody write that down. It is good does not mean, it is not good does not mean it's all over, hang it up, forget it. God doesn't work that way. Whenever you hear the word, it is not good, it means it could be better. Somebody say, thank God for that. How many are excited about that? Amen. So I'm going to be talking about some things that around here, amen, that are not good. Amen. Does not good mean, oh, it's terrible, amen. What does it mean? It could be what?
Better.
Now, I'm not going to tell you my opinion. I'm going to tell you what I got out of the Word of God this morning. Is that all right? And I tell you what, if you can receive this message, I'm going to make it as rough as I can, amen, so we don't have to go there again. Is that all right? But if you, I must be able to have make it rough because that's the only thing. Okay, well, but I tell you what, the premise of this thing, if you put it all together, it will increase your faith. I guarantee if you take this season, you take it to your heart, amen, you don't put this message in your mind, you put it down on the inside of your spirit, this thing will turn to faith in just a matter of weeks. How many are glad about that? The premise of this thing, let's go right here. Genesis chapter 2, verse 18. It said, and God said, everybody say, God said, it is not good. Or somebody, oh, well, that ain't God. God comes to encourage us or exhort us. Somebody say, hallelujah. You know, God comes to tell you how beautiful you are, everything you got going on. Amen. That's what God does. But the first person that said it, somebody say, amen. The first person that came with constructive criticism, amen, was who? God. That was before there was a woman. People say women, you know, before there was even a woman, whatever, God got on the picture and God said, it is not good. Everybody say it's not good. If you find out some of these things that are not good, you'll start to get, you know, you'll start to get the best. Because we can spend our time rolling and rolling and rolling on stuff and investing in things that are just no good. Anybody know there's some no good stuff out there? Right here, and God said, it is not good that man should be what?
Alone.
Now, everybody say, I know where he's going with that. No, you don't. No, you don't. Because we're going to find out, and most people think that they just take that whole premise and they get all distorted. It's not good that man be alone. Everybody say, period. People say, well, that just means that it's not good for you to be single, you be without a wife. We're going to find that in Scripture. That's nice. That's one way that you cannot be alone, but that's not necessarily the only way he was talking about. If you're going to put this thing in a thing, somebody say, it is not good. Some people just want to marry this one, marry that one. They use this scripture, amen. They got a problem. Their eyes are all over the place, and they say, I got to find me some. I got to find me a woman. I got to find me a man. And then they go pulling this scripture out there, the only scripture they know. It is not good that man be alone. So I'm going to tell you what. Some of you need to be alone, glory to God. You need to keep your stuff to yourself. You know, people, somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say glory to God. It must be going somewhere tonight. Hallelujah. So I say, it's all right. She said, I don't need counseling today, Pastor. No, it's all right. Now, where is he going with that? It says, I will make, somebody say, I will make him a helpmate. The issue with this is not necessarily marriage completely, but God, that is one way that you can get help. Somebody say, help. That's the issue. Somebody say, glory to God. The issue, what's the issue right there? He said, listen, it's not good to man be alone. And he said, the first thing, I'm going to make him a wife. He did that, right? But what the wife was there to do was she was there to do what? Help. So if you got a woman and that woman no help for you, that's not good for you. Somebody say, hallelujah. Amen. You got a man that's no good for you. Amen. Guess what? That's not what God was talking about. Somebody say amen. When you pull somebody out there, somebody say, I'll tell you what, when you pull stuff together, somebody say, God wants you to get help. You can go down the road by yourself. I mean, you can lose by yourself. It says not good that man be alone. That be alone means You can be alone in misery yourself, amen. But the issue is to get some help, amen. So when God starts talking about these relationships and stuff, he's just not talking about somebody to keep you company or somebody to keep you warm at night, somebody to help you. Amen? Amen. Get on and do what God wants you to do. Well, somebody say, well, I don't know where you're coming from, Pastor. Everybody knows he's talking about just marriage there. Well, yeah, he is. That's one way. I'm saying marriage is one way for an individual to get help. Now, I want you to jump on down. That's a rough scripture, isn't it? Amen. Well, does God ever contradict himself? So why would, now, was Jesus in the Old Testament as well as the New Testament? Yeah. He is God, right? Yeah. So someone said, what are you talking about? Marriages. Look, go right here to Matthew chapter 19, verse 10. How many glad to learn the word? Amen. How many glad to learn the word and feel good? How many want to just throw away all those religious cows, amen, and get on to God's heart? Amen. Matthew chapter 19, verse 10. The disciples said unto him, if this is the situation between husband and wife, it is not what? What does it say right there? What does it say? Now, did Jesus say, now you're coming against the word of God right there? Right? Because that's completely contrary. Now, if Jesus said it from the beginning, there were no exceptions, right? There are no exceptions, right? If that verse in Genesis was correct, there'd be no exceptions. So how would his disciples get up there and say, hey, look, in this case, it's not good to marry? What did Jesus say? Jesus say, oh, no, you missed it. You better go back there to the word. Amen. It's not good for man to be alone. You got to marry. You got to get it together. But they said, in this case, do you see the same thing that I see right here? What is it? What does your Bible say? Anybody got a different verse? Did y'all black it out? Amen. Y'all got, you know, you get two highlighters, you know, the scriptures you can take, you put it in yellow, the scriptures you can't, you get that little black highlighter and black it out. So in this case, somebody say, right here, I see it too. He said, listen, this is the situation between a husband and wife. It is better not to marry in that case. Somebody say, glory, and I'm not getting in anybody's business, amen. Amen. I'm not trying to justify my own stuff, glory to God. So say, I'm talking about what? Faith. And say, how are you pulling all this into faith? I'll wrap it up. You know, I'll tie it in together. Some say, it'll tie up into a nice little package with a bow on it by the time I'm finished with it. Amen? Amen. I'm talking about hell. He said, for there are some people, somebody say, there are some. Amen. That need to be by themselves. And that's all right. We don't need to go there anymore. Amen. So I just went there in that area because you can hear all kind of stuff. And people teach this stuff as, is it the word of God? It's not the word of God. It's someone's opinion of the word of God. Marriage is good and it's profitable. The Bible does say he that finds a wife finds a good thing. Somebody say amen. If they're helping. That means the wife is a what? A helpmate. A wife just, amen. A wife is a helpmate. Amen. That person no help to you. Amen. That's just somebody hanging along. Amen. That's not a good thing. If you sitting up on top of your roof because you're afraid to go in the house because she won't shut her mouth, amen. Amen. Gripe, 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 nag, 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 complain, complain. Same thing with the husband, amen. There's some husbands do the same thing, and you'd rather be on top of the roof than be stuck in the house with them carrying on. Amen. That's not necessarily a good thing. God wants you to have a good thing, amen. Hallelujah. Oh, I'm going there. So we see right here that right there from the beginning, it said, it is not good that man be alone, but I will make him a what? Everybody write the word help down real big. My premise this morning, the foundation to faith is when you sow help, you'll reap faith. That's why I went there. And the reason why I got into the marriage thing, because I wanted to premise that scripture. It is not good for man to be alone. Amen. I want you to see it is not good when you don't get help. Somebody say hallelujah. In any area of your life, in your business, you don't get help, guess what? It will not be good. In your ministry, if you don't get help, guess what? It will not be good. In the church, we can do all these things. But if we do all these things in and of and all by ourselves with no help, guess what? It'll be a church, but it will be no good. Somebody, how many want a good ministry?
Amen.
If you want a good church, you want a good ministry. Somebody say, it is not good that man be alone or that anybody be alone in anything that God called him to do. We need to do this thing together. Amen. And then it'll be good. Amen. Somebody say, hallelujah. And then we'll reap faith out of it. Somebody say, hallelujah. I got a word to say here to this church. Now I'm basing it in scripture. I'll turn this thing around and make it real neat with a bow on it. Amen. There are a lot of things that we need to do in this church. There are a lot of things that we need to do in this ministry so we can get God's word accomplished and God's thing done. Amen. And when God gets his thing accomplished and the word of God goes forth, guess what? Everybody's faith will be increased. Amen. Everybody's faith will be increased and they'll start to receive some stuff. Amen. But we can't get to that top level, amen, where the people's needs start to get met because they're getting that word taught to them in the right way, amen, until we get some of these other things taken care of. Somebody say, it could be better. Some say, it is not good. That means it could be what? It could be. Everybody say that again. It could be.
Better.
In Nations Church, amen. We have several things going on in this place. Amen. It's nice, but there are several things that are no good. It could be better that the word of God would go forth. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody say, take me there, Pastor.
I
like to split this up. Amen. That way we won't have to do any more studying today. Amen. You can have some of it tonight. You better come back too. Amen.
Amen.
I'll come to your house and preach it. Amen. Y'all know me. I mean, I'll watch that attendance and half of y'all out. I'll be preaching this thing for the next 7 months. Amen. I mean, no, we can. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Now, right here, somebody say it is not good. And I'm talking about it is not good not to have help. I told all the ministry workers here, all the staff people here, we put them in together. Amen. You get something to do. I put somebody else with you. Why? Because if nobody's going to do that thing with you, it's not going to be any good.
Amen.
I told Crystal and Jesse, what God told you to do. Amen. Whatever you're called to do, you better get yourself some help. Or it will be worth nothing. Amen. I mean, you see people running back and forth to the sound room and all this other stuff running around like chicken with their heads off. It's nice. Amen. But you know what? It's no good. It'd be better for you to invest yourself and multiply yourself in others. Somebody say amen. How many of you loved it? McDonald's food could be good, but they only got one person working at the food bar in the front and at the cash register. They ain't going to be no good restaurant, is it?
Their food's not good.
Yeah, she said their food's not good anyway. Amen. But I tell you what, if God's got you to do something, amen, and you don't get help, that thing that God told you to do will be no good because Jesus sent them out in what? Twos, at least twos. And a church without a proper, healthy helps ministry is no good. But we're going to fix that. Somebody say amen. Because I want God's best. And I believe I've heard heaven on that. You know, we try to do all these other things, make it convenient for people and do all this other stuff. And I got the word of God this morning. The word of God, hey, that's no good. You need the helps ministry. Amen. So we're going to get the helps ministry so we can have God's best. Amen. Somebody say good again. Who's that out there? Amen. It just fell out. Amen. Amen. No, Rex watching the race. Amen. Talking about it is not good. Amen. Are y'all learning anything this morning? Y'all don't mind we breaking it down. Amen. It'll turn to faith. I promise you it'll turn to faith. But you need to see how it turns to faith. Okay. So, right here, we're going, what verse did I tell you? I told you to go to Exodus. Exodus chapter 18, verse 15. And Moses said unto his father-in-law, Because the people come unto me to inquire of God, when they have a matter, they come unto me, I'll judge, and I judge between one and the other, and I do make them know the statutes of God and his laws. And Moses' father-in-law said unto him, the thing that you do is what? What? Does anybody see that verse in Exodus chapter 18, verse 17? Go there. Exodus chapter 18, verse 17. Exodus chapter 18, verse 17. And Moses' father-in-law said unto him what? The thing that thou do is what?
Not good.
Let's say that again. He told Moses, a leader, He said, listen, Moses, this thing that you're doing, you know, it looks good from the outside. It's really nice. You're getting all the credit, wearing yourself out, trying to help all these other people. You may look good trying to do all that stuff. Amen. But the end result of you trying to look good, guess what? It is what? No good. Anybody find people try to look good, you know, but end up doing no good because they're too busy trying to look good? Amen. You ever seen people try to clean, try to look good while they're cleaning, and they can't clean good because they're trying to look good? Try to cook, try to look good. You know, they can't even cook. They're standing back there getting, you know, working in the yard. Instead of them trying to work in the yard, they're too busy trying to look good. Amen. Than trying to do good. Well, that's the way it is with some of us sometimes. You know you need some help. You know you don't know what you're doing sometime. You'd rather sit up there 8 days trying to figure out something all by yourself because you're so stuck in pride. Amen. Trying to do what? Look good instead of trying to do good. Amen. And he looked at Moses and said, Moses, you look real good trying to help all those people. And as a pastor, we can get that way sometime. I'll do this. I'm not trying to get out of work. Amen. Work is an excuse. Amen. I tell you what, I'd rather clean the toilet anyway than deal with some of your problems. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I mean, anybody can look busy. You know, this is the perfect job. You want to look busy. You can hang around a church. There's always something to do. Amen. You know, I'd rather do this than, amen. Hallelujah. Woo. You ever met people that work like that? Even working a job with people, you know, when they know a big assignment's coming up, and as soon as that big assignment's coming up, then nobody wants, everybody gets busy on stuff they ain't touched for the last 7 months. See? In your ministry, in what God calls you to, don't be so stuck in pride that you're trying to look good instead of getting help. So we say help is always better. And he told that to Moses. Now Moses was a prophet, wasn't he? I mean, Moses was the top guy. He was a prophet. He heard the heart of God, but he was so stuck in his situation that he couldn't hear wisdom. Somebody had to sit back and look and say, hey, man, that ain't going to work. And in Nation's Church, I'm sure people could come in here and look at the same thing and say, hey, they ain't going to cut it. You'll only go so far like that. But I tell you what, if those people get inspired, amen, and you get some people to do this thing with you, you'll be able to accomplish it and it'll be good. I mean, you know, I'm satisfied if we could just fill this place up, put some wood floors down, amen, and we can have the same seats as played for. Hey, I ride with you. If that's the will of God, amen. I'm not into this thing. I'm not trying to build a big church to get me some name, some ego, amen. I'm happy if I can eat, amen. Look good, amen. Eat and enjoy myself, not have any headaches. I can ride on, amen. I don't need a big church to tell me who I am, amen. I got a driver's license. If I forget who I am, I can read my name on the driver's license, amen. I don't need to go down that road and trip, amen. But if God wants to do something like that, we need to be open for it, amen. So we need to do excellence, amen, and do right, not till we can build something so everybody can say, well, look at us, really, tear it up. They really doing it over there. Those people got themselves together, amen. Who cares? Somebody smiling at you and waving, ain't going to put no money in your pocket. You can clap with people. You see, if you see one TV show, and everybody loves that TV show, amen, 2 years later, they can't stand the person. That's what popularity's like, amen. So we've got to do, amen, we've got to get this stuff together, amen. Not because, oh, y'all, we got to grow, we got to get stuff. Of course we want to grow and do those other things. We want to be blessed, but we want to do these things because what? It is not good if we don't. Do you see? Now listen, are you catching that? Am I getting ahead of you a little bit more? Do you need more scripture so I can get you there? We help because it's what? Right. Now he says this, listen. And Moses' father said, the thing that thou doest is good. Thou will surely, somebody say, you will surely. I don't care who you are. Now, how are you going to tell somebody, listen, Moses thought, hey, man, I parted the Red Sea. I could part the Red Sea. I can do all things, right? I parted the Red Sea. Man, I called plagues in and all this other stuff. That was a bad boy, wasn't it? Moses had some faith. Anybody else go over to the lake or even to a creek? If I go to a creek and get the water to part to one side, I'd be bad, wouldn't I? I'd be on TV, you know. If I went to a bathtub and said, part, and the bathtub parted, amen, I'd be the baddest minister in town, amen. I don't care what anybody say. Amen. If I got a glass of water and poured it on top of the stage up here and said split, and it split, our offerings would jump, wouldn't it? But here was Moses, amen, parted the Red Sea. Well, God parted it through him, amen. He raised his staff. He did all those things, right? But here he was doing this one thing, trying to do this one thing all by himself. And he said, listen, you're going to wear yourself out. I don't care how many rocks you hit and water came out, amen. You keep rolling with this. You will wear yourself out. Some say it's not good to be worn out. And some of y'all that don't like to do anything say, oh, yeah, that's what it is. I don't want this thing to wear me out. I mean, you just ready to shout now. Oh, now he's going my way. Hallelujah. It's not good. You ain't done nothing the last 8 years. You're talking about shouting, thank you, Jesus. It's not good to be worn out. Like that woman went to my mother and said, I'm so burnt out, sister counselor. I don't know if I can usher anymore. I'm just so burnt out. They wore me out. My mother said, how can you be burnt out when you were never on fire? Very few people can come to me and get over with me like that. I'm so burnt out. Amen. You ain't burnt out. You just washed up. Somebody say hallelujah. Volunteer for 1 hour a week, and then all of a sudden you burnt out. If I put up one more sign on Rayford Road, I'll be burnt out. I'm not messing with Brother Tizo, amen. Hallelujah. If I play one more note on that keyboard, I'll be just burnt out. Jesus had to walk from town to town, amen. Deal with all them demon-possessed people. Paul had to run from people that were trying to kill him. And he ain't preached one message about being burnt out, did he? We drive in these nice cars, we get to sit on our butt, and then all of a sudden we're there, amen. But yet, amen, can do basically nothing. You know, if they had to clean something, how you get burnt out cleaning? We are so messed up. We need to bring one of them old boys back. I'd just like to raise one of them from the dead and have them work around here. He said, we got to clean the church. He said, okay. You know, I'm sure they go get some rocks or some broomsticks and start making brooms. And we go pull out a little electric vacuum. And half of us sitting up there, I'm worn out. Whew. Lord. Somebody say hallelujah. We ain't done nothing that nobody could be burnt out for yet. Amen. If you had so many multitudes, you had to pray for people all night long, and then you had to go get to the other side of the island because there were so many people coming. Amen. Ain't no 50 people going to burn us out. Amen. Somebody say hallelujah. Woo-hoo! It's good this morning, isn't it? I'm going to bless you, and I'm going to shut up at 12:15. Can I do that? Or you want me to shut up now and we pick it up tonight? No, not at all. Amen. I want to go home too. Amen. Amen. Now, we'll get through this first, then we'll pick up the rest of it. Amen. This is good teaching because it's going to motivate you to do something. I got an objective behind it. It's going to motivate you. Amen. All of us, not saying I'm not griping with anybody, fussing with anybody, but it's going to motivate everybody to do something. Amen. Because when everybody starts to do something, everybody starts to help a little bit. Amen. We'll get some good. And good means favor. Wow. So we say favor. Good means the favor of God. Amen. We'll pick that up. Amen. Now, it says, listen. So he told Moses, look, he said, get yourself some people to help out. And as soon as he got the people to help out, the people were happy. Somebody say amen. So that's one of the things we want to do right there. Now, good right here, the word good, write this down. T-O-W-B. Toby. Everybody say Toby. Toby just means good. Okay? Toby just means good. It means joyful. Somebody say joyful. Churches where there's a lot of joy, you know, when everybody's happy. Everybody's seen people come to church and everybody mad. You know, everybody mad and they don't know why they mad. Don't you have the joy of the Lord? They didn't know that girl been there all day long, all night long. You just rolling in, you know, late. Amen. They've been rolling there for 2 or 3 hours. Amen. Clean toilet seats, done all that other stuff, you know, and you wonder why they ain't got a smile on their face. Well, it wouldn't cause us not to have a smile on the face, right? But this word good, somebody say good, means just pleasant. There are certain atmospheres that are just not pleasant because there's no good there. You can tell the evidence of a pleasant atmosphere. You go into certain homes and one of the mates is just always ready to pop off. And you think, man, that person's just crazy. It's not a pleasant atmosphere. It might be not a pleasant atmosphere because somebody else might be doing their part. Amen. Can I, David, you're the only married man in here right now, so we're going to have to throw it your way. Amen. he said, bring it on. You didn't bring your gun today, did you? Amen. Now, I know you're not doing it. Amen. But sometimes you get those things, you know, where you get these husbands. Amen. And the atmosphere is so unpleasant because there's no help there anywhere. Amen. Everybody needs the help. Somebody say amen. Pick up something. You ain't God. There are certain people I really think that, you know, they heard too much of that stuff. You are God or whatever else it is. They're highly seated on the throne. Amen. Don't want to do nothing for nobody else. Serve me. Me, 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 me. You know what's going to happen? You have that attitude where you're the focus and you're the center of everything that goes on and everything's got to revolve around you. Your faith will short out because the foundation to faith is help. You're going to learn that. Write this one statement down, and I'm going to try. I'm not going to stop teaching on this until you can see it in the Word, because I got it in the Word too. Amen? That help will turn to faith. Help will turn to faith. And that when you get a real strong Word, church, help will somewhere be in the background as a foundation. That's it. And I know that's a real light thing, but I'm going to tell you what. In me, that's deep. In my heart, that is a very deep teaching. The foundation to faith is the Word of God, but you can't have the Word of God until you have help. And we're going to break that down and show you. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody say thank you, Jesus. Here's a scripture that we can get to right here. Amen. How many want more faith? Amen. Then you need more Word, right? If you don't feel you get, see many people say, I got to go find me someplace else. I'm not getting fed. Amen. Well, so. So we say amen. Give the person no excuse. Amen. There's sometimes people just dumb. You don't need to go there because they don't know what they're talking about. Amen. There's certain places you go, you'll just dry up. Amen. There ain't going to be no word because God just don't want to speak to them in that area. Amen. That's a gift. To be called to the ministry is a gift. You better have the voice of the Lord. Amen. And God chooses to talk. Amen. He'll talk to everybody. Amen. He'll talk to you personally and individually. But there is something that has to do with the prophetic word. That there's a gift. And you say, are you called? And along with that calling will come the word of God. That means he'll talk to you and tell you what to say to people. Amen. Don't you go jumping out on anything where you're calling to lead people and God's not talking to you. Amen. And if he's not talking to you, it's because it's none of your business. Amen. Somebody say glory to God. Just because that's none of your business doesn't mean you don't have a business. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. I never even known that before I started pastoring the church. I thought that, man, they must really study real hard, and I'm sure they did. You know? And I heard God on certain levels and certain things individually. But over this last time, that voice of the Holy Ghost has been so clear and so specific. I've been thinking, I don't never wonder why they never taught me that. Or somebody ever told me, amen, that the word of God's got to be there. Do you have a word? Everybody say, do you have a word? That old Koji church, when someone said, God called me to preach. And the pastor would have to sit down there for 2 years after they were called to preach. Never got to preach. And he said, yeah, I got my word. Hallelujah. I got the word. And I would think, what does that mean, you got the word? It means you finally got something, you practiced up real good, and you're going to preach? I didn't know what that meant. But now I understand what that means. I got the word, amen? That means that God's starting to move on me in that area to where he tells me what to say and when to say it and how to say it. Amen. There is a supernatural gift, amen? And it comes, and I believe some of you got it, amen? It'll be developed, amen? You're good people, amen? Some of you, amen? No, none of you. Bible says there's none good but God. Amen. Hallelujah, including me. Amen, but you're the best. All right. Right here, this one verse. Now I'll close it here so I can pull it in a little bit and I'll get out. let you out. We can pick up some of this other stuff next week. Amen. I tell you what, when we get this on the core of our spirit, David, amen, we'll be able to speak the word, and our faith will start to rise, amen, to where we can get people healed instantaneously, amen. Amen. Faith, that gift of faith will start to operate more in our churches, amen, that people can come and get the devils cast out of them. Amen. Amen. We'll start to, amen, we'll start to see the dead rise, amen. Amen. Yes, it is. But these are all steps that we need to take in order for it to happen. We can't skip any areas. We're sitting there, God, do something big. God, do something big. He said, this is how you do it. He said, one step at a time. He's going to build. He said, listen, God will build his church. Unless the Lord build the house, they labor in vain. Unless the Lord build the house, they labor in vain. What does that, unless the Lord build the house mean? Unless God does things the way he wants to do it, you can do all the stuff you want to do, but it will be no good. And God's building this house, and God said, listen, at the core of every foundation, there will be helps. You don't have any help, you're not going to get any word. You'll have somebody getting up there talking off the top of their head or something they read in a book, but you won't get any of the word of God. Amen? Somebody say, build the house. So later on, 5-10 years from now, amen, if God should tarry, we all still here and the word is good and people are getting healed and delivered. And someone said, boy, that boy is really preaching up a storm. You'll be able to say, hey, it ain't him. Some say, it's me. Some say, it's me. Some say, it's me. Because if I wasn't doing what I could do, amen, if I'm not doing that, guess what? Amen. And somebody see somebody else, maybe I'll be preaching the word, somebody else be healing people. Glory to God. They say, boy, they're really powerful. And you can look at them and say, hey, it's me. Or it's this one over there. Somebody say, it all works together. It all works together. It all works together. We are one body. We're all joined together. Amen? Amen. And one fixes the other. You know what? As soon as we get that foundation in there, somebody else will step up to do something. The word of God will step up. Faith will start to rise and people's knees will start to get met. Especially my Conroe friends. I thank God for you. Amen. The Holy Ghost spoke to me. Amen. I had dreams. This past week, you know, I had a dream about Brother Copeland, you know, and I didn't understand what it was. And then this morning, I was watching Brother Fred Price and getting out there doing certain things. Holy Ghost said, you can get on faith. I said, oh, my Lord, you're going to get on faith. These people need some help. They need to learn how to move in faith so I can get some things done in their life. Amen. Bless them. Amen. So we're going to have to teach that whole crew faith. That's an undertaking. I tell you what, that's an undertaking. That's some work. We need to teach these people faith. So in order for me to teach them faith correctly, amen, we got to have the word of God, amen? And I promise you, people, I promise you from the heart of the Father, amen, I promise you, as we do these things, glory to God, things will start to happen in your life. Because we're going to teach the real word of faith, hardcore, amen? And it's a very unpopular message, amen? We're going to teach it we're going to teach it A, B, C, line upon line, precept upon precept, faith. So you're not ignorant in it, amen? 5 years from now, you'll be able to name some things, amen? And where other people say, oh, I don't believe in that, well, you'll believe in it because you'll know why scripturally, amen? You're not going to let the devil steal things from you. Faith works. Someone say, I'm going to have my faith develop. But before we can get to that level, we got to get to this level. It says this in Acts chapter 6. Go there. Woo, hallelujah. Somebody say, thank God. Start to rejoice and raise your hand that you're going to have great faith. Start to rejoice and thank God that you're going to have supernatural faith. Faith to get jobs. Faith to get caught. Faith to move mountains. Yes. Faith to change hopeless situations. Faith to call things that are not as though they are and see them start to manifest. Not just shooting the wind faith. Amen. Some say, you'll be able to say, I believe God. It made me feel so good. I was out with Brother Jesse Dickinson one time. And Brother Jesse Dickinson, he's up there. I see the top of his head. I see something shining up there. Amen. And and Brother Jesse said, you know, Rita was out. You know, Rita finally got that little car, that little van. And Brother Jesse said one thing. He could say, oh, she worked so hard. She did all this other stuff. But Brother Jesse said she's been believing God for a long time. Amen. She's been believing God for a long time. Amen. She wasn't wishing. She was believing God and it manifested. Amen. Let me know this man knows about faith. There are some things that you're going to get in your life. Amen. You don't have time to go back and get it the other way. You go on and get it by faith. Everybody can be blessed. Doesn't matter what race you are, what color you are, what your educational background is. None of that stuff matters anything. In the world, it matters everything. But in God, God can pick it up and turn it around and change it around. He can fix broken pieces. Whether you've been talking in class and couldn't go to college, amen? God will turn it around and you can start to move in faith and have that good life that God wants you to have. It's not finished. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Faith can do some great things. Amen. Faith will get you farther than anything else in the world. Faith works. Hallelujah. I got to stop right there, don't I? Well, here we go. Huh? Well, hallelujah. I'm excited. How about you? Look at somebody and stand up. Let's just mess with this for 5 minutes. Amen. Then we get out of here. Somebody say hallelujah. Look at you. You're looking at some giants in here. Some people that God's going to move through. Say, there's a word coming my way. That's going to shake the nations. Woo. Say, there's a word coming my way. That'll put the devil in his place. Which is under my feet. In the name of Jesus. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Say it. Say, I'm about to get better. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank God, thank God, thank God. Say, I'm about to be blessed. In the name of Jesus. Just confess it right now. Just confess it. Say, I'm the blessed of God. Amen. I'm the redeemed of God. I'm the righteousness in Christ Jesus. Somebody say, God gives his best to me. Say, I'm going to hold on and turn out good. Amen. Say, by faith. My husband will be saved and filled with the Holy Ghost. Say it. Say, by faith, amen, my bills will be paid. Somebody say, glory to God. By faith, I'll get those organs that God wants me to have, and they'll be working all right. Somebody say, by faith, I'll live and I won't die. Somebody say, hallelujah. By faith, I'll drop off hopeless situations. Somebody say, by faith. By faith, I'll lose depression and pick up joy. Somebody say, by faith. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Somebody say, by faith. I'll put some shoes on my feet that ain't got no holes. Somebody say, hallelujah. Somebody say, by faith. It'll stop my pantyhose from running. Somebody say, by faith. Somebody say, by faith. It'll turn my bank account, amen, from red to black. Somebody say, by faith. They'll let me get one. Somebody say, by faith. My car note will be paid. Say, by faith. Amen. I'll be blessed in heavenly places. By faith, I'll have good friends that'll lift me up instead of tearing me down. That'll talk, amen, good about me in front of my face and behind my back. All good. Somebody say, by faith, it'll be all right. Somebody say, hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Just pray in the Holy Ghost. Somebody say, by faith, I'm going to grow up in God. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Somebody say, by faith, I'm going to learn. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody say, by faith, I'm going to live by faith. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Just love the Lord just for a little bit. Amen. Just love the Lord for a little bit. Just love God for a little bit. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Just look at, go, I'm hearing the Holy Ghost right now. I know we do this a lot around this church. Amen. But there's something about the spoken word. Amen. But I believe some of you got an anointing on you right now. I want you to look at somebody in their eyes, and I want you to tell them everything's going to be all right. I need you to look at them. I need you to look them right in the eye because there's an anointing on you right now. No, I want you to flow in that. I need you to flow in that. And as you say those words, I promise you there's an anointing that's going to come out of you. Grab them by the hand and look them in the eye. There's power on. Some of you sense there's an anointing on you right now. Don't play with it. Get serious about it. Amen. There's an anointing. You look at them in the eyes. Amen. Because as you say those words, power is coming out. Hallelujah. Mary, just say that to David and healing will come. Glory to God. Amen. You just say that to one another. Amen. Hey, dear, guess what? It's going to be all right. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Look at somebody and just tell, just speak that out. Amen. There's an anointing on that right now. There's the power of God right there. There's the power of God right there. Jesse, it's going to be all right. You know that, don't you? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Tell somebody it's going to be all right. Amen. Say it's going to work out. Amen. Hallelujah. Somebody say you're at the right place at the right time to do the right thing. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Look at somebody else and say, you be blessed. Say, what do you need? Ask them what they need. Say, I'm going to give it to you right now. Just ask them what they need. I dare you to do it. Just ask. There's faith in this room right now. Listen to me. I'll let you go home if you want to, or you can use this anointing. Amen. You can flow in this anointing. Glory to God. Look at somebody and say, whatever you need, God's got it, and I'm going to give it to you. Flow. Find yourself a partner right now and use this anointing. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Grab somebody by the hand and say, what do you need? Amen. What do you need? And I want you to speak it. Just ask them. Just ask them. Just ask them. Find somebody. Glory to God. Just ask them what they need. Ask them what they need. Say, what do you need? What do you need? Say, by faith, you're going to get it. By faith. By faith, you're going to get it. Hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah. Pray in the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Amen. God will do exceedingly abundant everything they could ever think, ask, or imagine. Hallelujah. So there's faith right now. You people move in it. Ask God. Ask God right now, and it'll be done. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Thank you, Father. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory, oh, it's a good church today. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Tell them there's a blessing on the way. Tell them there's a blessing on the way. Hallelujah. There's power coming right there, right now. There's anointing flowing right now. There's anointing flowing right now to that need right now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Now be obedient to the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Be obedient to the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Point of agreement right now. Right now, point of agreement right now. Right now, point of agreement. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Mel, Jesse, and Crystal, just grab hands. Amen. Hallelujah. Just grab hands and thank you, Lord. Just start to speak in tongues and call some things into existence. Right now, flow. Hallelujah. Quickly. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Just start to agree with God on some things. Just start to pray and agree. Just start to pray and agree right now. Just start to agree right now. Get in agreement right now. Get in agreement right now. Yeah, just flow in it right now. Flow in it right now. Flow in it right now. Just flow in it right now. There's hallelujah. Thank you. God's giving you a down payment of this anointing right now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Brother Jesse, quickly go back there and put your hand on Brother David's lungs and just say, you be healed in Jesus' name. Quickly, right now. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Say, you be healed. Put them on their lungs right now in the name of Jesus. Say, you be healed. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Ha, 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 ha. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Oh. Crystal, get your purse and give it to Belle. Belle, you speak a word of prosperity over that thing right now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. 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 Glory. So you'll be full in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Who needs a miracle right now? Hallelujah. Who needs a miracle right now? Glory to God. Who needs a miracle right now? Get up here. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. See, this is the gift of faith. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Come on, help me, Jesse. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Somebody say, praise God. You believe God going to work it out? Amen. Devil got mad at you, didn't he? Hallelujah. But it didn't work. Hallelujah. Be blessed in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Be blessed in the name. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Glory to God. 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 Hallelujah. Newness of mind. Newness of mind. A renewed mind. God's giving you a renewed mind. A renewed mind. A renewed mind. A renewed mind. A renewed mind that will overtake you suddenly. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. You'll have the mind of Christ. You'll have the mind of Christ. Glory to God. And this shall manifest. Amen. It will manifest. Glory to God. Amen. God's going to give it to you. Amen. Hallelujah. You'll have the mind of Christ, the mind of the Spirit. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Did y'all enjoy this? Hallelujah. See, I'm ready to go. Amen. But the anointing of God's flowing. Amen. I'm ready to go. Y'all can go if you have to. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Let it move on you. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. We'll be back here tonight at 7 o'clock. Hallelujah. Yes, ma'am. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I didn't come Friday night because I was aching all over.
Yeah, uh-huh.
running 101 and 8 tenths of degrees of fever. I took some aspirin and went down to 101 and 2 tenths, and I just prayed and prayed and prayed. And in the middle of the night, my fever's gone, and I haven't had any fever since. I said, "Joe, help! Pray for God to heal me." But I guess God just answered my prayer.
From the top of your head to the sole of your feet. Ha! Hallelujah! Glory to God! Glory to God! Yeah! Yeah, they're like hot oil, isn't it? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Pouring from heaven. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. If you need a touch, get out and get it. Glory to God. But we're done. Hallelujah. You got to go. Amen. We're done. Hallelujah. Sister, I just saw like this bucket from heaven just pour out on you. It was like hot oil. Amen. The oil of the holy, the anointing of God. I just saw it fall right out on you. Amen. The presence of God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Time no more shout a high. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Glory to God. Give us some good music back there. Amen.